This is a podcast from Patriots.com. For information on this or any other Patriots podcast, visit Patriots.com. Now, Cheerleader Chit Chat with Lori Baranski.
Hi, I'm Lori Baranski, and welcome to another Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat podcast. Hello, Alicia Vidaro is in the room. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Lori.
Nice of you to join us again.
No problem. I'm happy to see you again.
It's so exciting.
Seems like it's been so long since the last podcast.
What, has it been like a couple weeks?
I know.
A couple weeks and another game and everything. How are the games going? It's your veteran year, all that good stuff.
I know. The games are great. I mean, I can relax more because I already know what to expect. Last year, rookie year, it was kind of like, I feel like I didn't even get to watch the game. We turn around and watch every play, but last year I didn't really get to watch it because I was always waiting for the captains to start a new routine and stuff. But I can actually watch them and I get a lot more into them, which is better for
me. I can tell, you know, because I've been a sideline assistant and I've been in front of you. And you look awesome.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. You look more comfortable and ready to roll.
Yeah, I am. Definitely.
I'm sure the fans can see it, too.
I know. When they get a touchdown, I can actually watch the whole play up to it.
So and get excited about it and not worry about what you have to do.
Yes, exactly.
Nobody realizes that. Like, they're always like, didn't you see what happened at the game?
I know. You don't always see it. Sometimes you miss it, unfortunately.
Because you're too worried about what you're going to have to do if this happens or if that happens.
Exactly.
It happens.
A lot of responsibilities as a cheerleader on the sidelines. We don't just dance.
Well, you do. And you cheer.
Exactly.
And you do lots of good stuff.
Exactly.
Which leads us up to our whole little bit about cheerleading. How do you do routines without palms? You guys have a routine where you drop your palms in the middle of it, do a little dancing, la-di-da-di-da, and then you pick them up again. And everything. And I know when I was in high school for competition, it was always such a project to get rid of the palms. You know, what do you do? How do you tumble with them and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we actually have bad girls is one routine that we do. We actually have a few that we drop the palms. But bad girls, we get rid of them. And Alicia, myself, and Sandra, we all tumble. So, yep. And then after that, the whole team cheers does the dance without palms. So.
Right. Wait, time out. Now, let's go back to the part that you tumble. Yes. Because you didn't tumble at all last year because you had hurt your... What did you hurt?
I hurt my Achilles. I mean, I was capable
what did you do
of
to
tumbling,
it?
But I ruptured my Achilles. Which
and
is
did you have an operation and
a
stuff?
It's a big, huge process. I actually just got cleared to dance and tumble and stuff like a month before tryouts my rookie year.
And how did you actually rupture it?
It was in the middle of a tumbling pass. It just ruptured, but it was actually torn before... So it was
ouch, you're kind of like that Olympian that, like, did her thing and then she was crying.
Carrie Strong.
That's her Carrie.
Yeah, what did she do? I think she broke her shin or something, but yeah.
Yeah, she, like, stumbled.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The glory days.
I used to always look up to them. I used to love them, that team, the Magnificent Seven.
Well, I've seen pictures of you and your whole gymnastics entourage, you know?
Yeah, I was big into gymnastics, but I stopped.
Do you go by to that gym anymore and help out or anything?
I did a few times right after I stopped, but I haven't in a while.
So what's the tumbling pass you do in, like, the biggest one and do you do now on the field?
Now we just do round-off back handsprings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No more twist-outs or anything like that for
no,
you?
No, we just keep it to back handsprings. We also have the boots, the 3-inch heels. So
right. And how does that feel on your Achilles?
It's actually easier because it shortens it up, so it doesn't have to stretch out as much.
Hopefully if you don't twist your ankle.
Exactly. You know, and everyone was telling me, the girls who weren't sure if they could tumble or not, was telling me, you know, I'm scared to do it in the heels. But I said, you know, it's a good idea, even when you're not in heels, just always think about tumbling on your toes. So heels really shouldn't be that big a problem if you tumble on your toes.
Ooh, touche.
Yes.
The tumbler speaking true.
Yes.
So it's your veteran year. Mm-hmm. So what else has changed? Anything that you've noticed besides just being more comfortable for practices-wise? Are you a little more comfortable at practice?
Practice, I'm definitely more comfortable. I mean, I still practice. I practice once or twice a week outside of practice.
Right.
But last year, I practiced, like, every day, and I would just be so nervous doing routines, you know, for the first time in front of Tracy and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Of course. The coach, you know, head coach.
Yeah. And you just always want to be perfect for her and perfect in general, but... It's definitely gotten easier. And then promotions, I get to be the promo captain.
Whoa.
Now. I know. Because so, rookies are never the promo captains. She usually pairs up rookies with vets or rookies with captains.
So. Right.
Vets get to be the promo captains, which is cool.
And do you help those in need, those rookies?
I do. It's funny because, like, I remember myself last year, I never knew what to do with promos. And you're always, like, nervous. You have to just go up to people and talk to them.
Right.
So I've definitely learned a lot. And this year it's much easier.
Good. Good to hear. So back to the whole palm thing. How can we get rid of them? You know, it's kind of hard when you're in the middle of cheering, and a lot of times at competition, they have to have a certain amount of time for cheering and a certain amount of time for dancing.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you incorporate stunting with palms in your hand?
I've actually, in high school, I never stunted with palms in my hand.
Really?
I honestly don't know.
Right.
That would be hard. Did you guys?
We did, but we would always put the stunting kind of near the end. So we'd start off like the first minute or so was dancing, and somehow you'd either throw it or it'd be like a ripple to get rid of the palms, you know, one hands it to the next.
Yeah, well, when you get rid of them, you definitely just can't really drop them. You have to somehow incorporate it into the routine.
Well, because if you step on them, you can get points deducted.
Oh, and if you step on them,
never mind someone fall on their face.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, when we do that bad girls routine, we have to get rid of them. We have to make sure they're back, further back from where we dance and stuff. But sometimes it's, if you're like, if it's really hot out and stuff, your palms stick to you.
I know.
So you have to throw them hard. It's more difficult than it looks to just throw your palms. And sometimes we have to pick them back up.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, you guys don't scrunch your palms. A lot of, like, competition squads and stuff, they'll spend days scrunching their palms. But, you know, in the NFL,
we
kind of want them to glisten
nice
more.
Ones, yeah.
Right. And it kind of adds to the uniform, you know, one gives one off the other. So we don't scrunch them. So it's easier to just stick to you.
Yeah.
Plain and simple when everything's going on. But yeah, like I said, you can use a ripple to get rid of them. You can incorporate it in your routine.
Sometimes we throw them up.
Yeah, to kind of create like a waterfall effect.
What was that
and
routine
a
last year? We threw them up in one routine.
Yeah, and it was right at the very end.
Yeah, at the end.
Was that Girls, Girls, Girls?
Yes.
Yeah. It looks cute. It does.
Mm-hmm.
And then I know a couple of people would hand them to the flyers and stunts just to have something to shake up in the ear.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a bad idea. If you guys have any other good suggestions of getting rid of your palms, write in to today@patriots.com. So anyways, Halloween is next week.
I know.
Oh, wait, time out. Last time you were here, you had a psychology test.
Oh, I did, yes. I got a 93.
Woo-hoo!
Which is good.
Which is an A.
It's an A.
What did your mom and dad give you?
Nothing. They didn't give me anything.
And how's Romeo?
He's good. He's doing better. He can go pee-pee on the puppy pad all the time. So
good to hear.
Keeps my house cleaner.
Good to hear. How does he like the cold weather all of a sudden?
Well, he's actually from Texas, so this is really the first time he's ever been in the cold weather. But
I wonder what he'll look like
bad.
In the snow because he's so white.
I know. You probably won't be able to see him. Just his eyes and his nose.
Oh, so cute. So what's he going to be for Halloween?
I think he's going to be a cow.
A cow?
Yes.
How are you going to do a cow?
I'm going to buy a little cow outfit just with black spots on it.
Yeah, you could probably make it.
A cow, yeah.
Yeah.
Just the cow material and make him into a cow.
You might have to write cow on the side just so people know that a 3-pound dog
I know.
Is a cow.
I know. He's actually more than 3 pounds now, though. He's about 4 because he'll be 5 or 6 full grown.
Ooh.
But, I mean, he's still very small.
Did you get a cool pet carrier yet?
Well, the crate he came in from the airport, he still fits in. I don't know if he's still well
when he's
fully bigger.
Grown.
But, I mean, I have a bed for him. And
do you take him to class with you?
No. Oh, I do have a puppy carrier, though. It's
yeah,
a really cute little pocketbook. But no, I don't take him to class. He stays at home. My mom takes care of him when I'm gone, which is good.
Good, good. And what's your plans for Halloween?
I'm probably just going to go to a party.
Yeah.
Maybe one at Merrimack. Maybe go out in Boston.
That's right. You're single now.
I know.
You can go out and party.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm not really a planner. I kind of just go with the flow, so I'll figure things out more probably
the day
of. What
are you going to be? Do you know what you're going
to
be?
I think I'm probably going to be an army person.
That's cute.
Yeah. I mean, I have like an army skirt and I have this black ripped shirt.
Camo's definitely in.
Yeah, I
so
know.
You're good.
I know. I love camo, actually.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. I bet you at least half the party will be in camo.
I know. Well, maybe I should find a more unique costume then.
No, I think you'll look the cutest. You'll be the cutest camo out there.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So what's the favorite candy on the Halloween list?
Well, I like all candy, but Snickers is probably my favorite. I love caramel, so.
What about Milky Way? Milky Way is so much better.
You know, that's not one of my favorites.
It's all caramel. Rolos
are awesome.
Rolos are good.
Twix. I don't know why Milky Way isn't up there with my favorites, but it's not.
You're weird. But anyways.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. I like everything. I do. I like everything.
Candy's
I like Milky
Way.
I like Skittles and, you know, fruity stuff like that.
As long as you brush your teeth after.
Right. You can go to Dr. Miola.
I know. Get a good cleaning after Halloween.
Oh, yeah. He's great. He's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He's the dentist, official dentist of the New England Patriots Trailers.
Exactly. He did all our teeth whitening, which is great because I love white teeth.
I know. And you definitely have white teeth. You're smiling right now, and I can definitely tell.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see how it goes after next week.
I know.
Anyways, well, thank you again for stopping by, Alicia. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So have fun on Halloween. Good luck in school. I hope you get reimbursed for that puppy still.
Eventually.
And tell Romeo I said hello.
I will.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.